proclamation number 6450 dated the January 12th, 1956. Change of will. Jesus Christ. Mercy, light, strength. Anyone who knows the guilt of the spirits, which was the cause for creation, the cause for the earthly progress and people's lifts on earth, will no longer resist me, for this knowledge is the result of directing the will towards me. This knowledge can certainly also be presented to those whose will is opposed to me. However, they will never regard and accept such knowledge as truth. They will only ever consider it a mental concept which they reject as being conceived by people. In that case, they will never be illuminated by the light of realization, because this requires the said change of will which turns a person into my child that is returned to me. Neither his own mental activity nor a communication from fellow human beings can bestow the right realization onto a person, for this is like a light which I myself ignite in a person, but I can only do so once he has voluntarily turned to me. But a voluntary turning to me also testifies of his will to relinquish his previous state of resistance and to travel the path back which once led him away from his father. Hence it is a conscious turning back and therefore also a confession of his past wrongdoing, of his sin against God. The will to serve me confirms this unconscious admission of his former guilt when, through the rejection of my love, the being exalted itself over the one who merely wanted to give himself away. The appeal for strength and grace is likewise an admission of guilt, the realization that his past sin had deprived him of everything that had been his share in the very beginning. A person who is still entrenched in his old sin will not call upon the Father for strength and light and grace, because he does not acknowledge me. Thus he is still immersed in his original sin, and therefore he will never accept the truth of the kind of information which draws his attention to his sinful state. And therein also rests the great significance of the change of will, for it repeals the past state of sin but can never be accomplished by a person's own strength, because the fall into the abyss and the sin had been too immense to enable the completely weakened being to change itself again. And therefore only the one who can remedy the weakness of will has to be called upon, who died on behalf of these beings on the cross so as to be able to strengthen them for walking the path back to me. Anyone who feels truly remorseful has already handed himself over to Jesus Christ. He has made use of his blessings which he acquired on the cross for the sinful human race. For a turning to me will also always be connected with the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ, since the light within a human being can only shine in full strength, that is, bring realization to a person, once he has been redeemed by Jesus' blood. Since prior to this my spirit cannot work in the person to enlighten his thinking and restore the order which is a divine principle. The acknowledgement of God and subordination to his will also always results in the acknowledgement of Jesus as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. For anyone who unites with me again steps out of his state of darkness and also brightly realizes the mission of the man Jesus and the significance of the act of salvation. He wants to return, and that also means a return to enlightenment. It means the receipt of strength and grace. It means receiving my love in abundance. He admits his guilt and appeals for forgiveness. The being's feeling of distance from me, its God and Creator of eternity, expresses itself in its prayer for grace, strength and light. It has relinquished its past arrogance, returned to me with profound humility and is now able to receive blessings, strength and light without measure. The guilt is written in the sand. The Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ has redeemed it himself. Amen.